The grandson who married his grandmother. The Buddha Dharma often says that sentient beings who are trapped in the six paths of transmigration may become each other's family members in different lifetimes. The Chinese word flesh consists of two human characters. According to the Shirangama Sutra, humans die and are reborn as lambs. Lambs die and are reborn as humans. Let me illustrate this with a story. During the Buddha's time, there was an arhat who came to this world to beg for alms. On one occasion, he saw a bustling family hosting a joyous wedding for their son. All their friends and relatives were happily celebrating the occasion. The food appeared delicious and abundant. As the arhat looked closely, he was shocked by what he saw and left the venue. He was no longer in the mood for begging. Before he left, he commented in verse, "Such is the suffering in the mundane world. The grandson is marrying his grandmother. Cows and lambs are the guests at the table, while family members are being cooked in the pots." The arhat saw that the bride was the reincarnation of the groom's grandmother. The grandmother loved her grandson so much that the karma of her sentimental attachment led her to being reincarnated as the young lady who would marry him. The celebrating guests were actually the reincarnations of cows, lambs, and animals that were slaughtered and feasted on in their previous lives. And the fish and meat served at the feast were the reincarnations of the family members who had come to repay their debts. Such is the irony in the mundane world. How pitiful! I wonder if anyone has experienced such absurdity. Even if you had, you wouldn't have known. Having said that, do you still want to live in this defiled world? Are you still unable to sever your seven emotions and six desires? You should escape quickly. Do not be so deluded and create suffering for one another. In the past, these family members consumed beef and mutton. Now they have been reincarnated as cows and lambs to be consumed by humans. It is a case of you eat me and I eat you. Isn't this frightening? This is why I often exhort everyone to refrain from eating meat and become a vegetarian. By doing so, one can avoid the retribution of being reincarnated as animals to be eaten by humans. You simply cannot blame anyone else for these sufferings. Life after life, we keep revolving in the six paths. In the present life, our roles may be father and son. However, there is no way to predict who we will become in the next life. If our parents and mentors from eons past had not been liberated from the six paths, it is possible they could also have become cows and lambs and been cooked in pots. Since we have encountered the Buddha Dharma, we must seek liberation. We must also show filial respect and rescue our parents and mentors from past lives. If you understand that all living beings were once your parents and teachers in past lives, you will not treat them with cruelty.